The first full congress of North Korea's ruling Workers' Party for 36 years is being held in Pyongyang. Thousands of delegates are at the four-day gathering, which is being seen as an opportunity for the leader Kim Jong-un to cement his status. About 100 foreign journalists have been invited to cover the event, but they haven't been allowed inside the venue. From Pyongyang, Steve Evans reports.
The meeting's being held behind closed doors at the Grand April the 25th Culture House in Pyongyang. The building is guarded by a line of Kim Jong-un's personal bodyguards around the perimeter, all standing ramrod straight, each holding an umbrella. It's expected that the proceedings will eventually be broadcast. The big question is whether Kim Jong-un will signal a change in policy, perhaps towards a more market-oriented economy.
Thousands of residents who fled the Canadian city of Fort McMurray are being airlifted to safety after again being threatened by a rapidly spreading wildfire. Having taken refuge to the north of the city, they face being cut off by the advancing flames. The authorities plan to move about 25,000 people to safety, a third of them by air. A senior United Nations official says an airstrike on a Syrian refugee camp, which is feared to have killed at least 30 people, could amount to a war crime. The UN's humanitarian affairs chief, Stephen O'Brien, has called for an investigation into the attack near the Turkish border. The Syrian government has targeted rebels in the area in recent weeks. Speaking to the BBC, Mr. O'Brien said whoever was responsible would have to face the consequences.
The suspicion will fall initially upon the Syrian government, and we will want to make sure that they are, or whoever it is, are fully held to account for this absolutely abominable act.
Britain's Foreign Secretary accused Syria's president of showing contempt for international efforts to rebuild a ceasefire. The White House called the attack indefensible. The Republican Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, says he's not yet ready to support Donald Trump as the party's candidate for the presidency. This report from Laura Bicker in Washington.
House Speaker Paul Ryan is the Republican Party's highest-ranking officeholder, but he's not willing to endorse Donald Trump. He said he wanted to be able to support the billionaire, but he wasn't ready to do that. He said publicans needed someone to unify the party. Mr. Trump has responded saying he's not ready to support Speaker Ryan's agenda and added that the American people have been treated so badly for so long, it's time politicians put them first.
You're listening to the latest world news coming to you from the BBC. Colombia has arrested the head of a Panamanian business empire accused of running a money laundering organization for drug traffickers. Nidal Huarquez was arrested at the airport in the Colombian capital, Bogota. According to the US government, Mr. Huarquez and several of his brothers used the family's banking, real estate and retail businesses to launder drug money for a number of cartels. In some of the worst violence between Israeli forces and Hamas in the Gaza Strip for 2 years, a Palestinian woman has died after her home was struck by Israeli tank fire. The Israeli military said it was responding to mortar rounds fired by Hamas fighters in the Khan Yunis area. The confrontation came after a new tunnel was discovered between the southern Gaza Strip and Israel. Singapore is to spend more than $1.5 billion expanding the capacity of its military training bases in Australia. A 25-year agreement between the two countries has been announced by the Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. More from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
At just over 700 square kilometres, Singapore doesn't have the space it needs for military exercises and uses bases in tropical Australia. Defence facilities in Townsville and Shoalwater Bay in Queensland will be upgraded. Both bases lie in constituencies that the Australian government is desperate to retain in a federal election expected in early July. Ministers, however, insist that the agreement is about security and economic benefits and not political expediency.
Results have been coming in from local elections in the UK in the biggest test of political opinion since the general election a year ago. Preliminary reports from the Scottish Parliament suggest that the opposition Labour Party will be pushed into third place in what was its traditional heartland. BBC News.